Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Seth Kahn is here, too, ladies and gentlemen. Seth is a new friend. He's an executive strategy consultant. He also is the author of a number of books. He works directly with people just like you and me, CEOs of their businesses, large or small, to help them make sure their company is innovative as possible. His new book is called Getting Innovation Right, and he's here to talk to us about seven key things that he thinks you and I need to know. Seth Kahn, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much. It's a pleasure to be here.
It's good to have you here, Seth. Hey, we talk about innovation all the time on the show because I believe that innovation, you know, is the harness made of change, and that it's important. What we've talked about on the show is important not to just accept change and focus on innovation, not to just manage those two, but to lead, though, to be a leader of those things. What do you think?
Absolutely. You find the companies where they're really leaning into innovation, eating as much of it as they possibly can. Those are the ones that are delighting their customers and doing well in a disruptive market, which is what we've got here.
And their teams are happy and excited and engaged, aren't they?
Yeah, they are, because they're doing something new. They're on the frontier.
But how do we help people who maybe, you know, are don't think of themselves all the time as innovative, which you and I know that they pretty much have to keep thinking about that all the time these days. But how do you help people like that realize that being innovative isn't being crazy and wacky and, you know, bouncing off the walls? It's actually a deliberate process that you can establish.
Well, that's a really good point. I focus on innovation that succeeds as opposed to ideas that don't quite make it or that dribble in revenue and don't really get you off the ground. This book is about the seven key activities that leaders who succeed regularly do, who are systematically taking things to market that are bringing them the profits that make them happy and allow them to grow and also make their customers happy. So the way I would do it, if you're talking to a leader, is that you need to show them that this is connected to succeeding in the market. They're not innovating for creativity's sake. They're innovating for their company's success.
Do you think when some people think of innovation, they think of it being some big invention, some gut-wrenching upheaval of their business? You think they think that when you and I both know that it really doesn't have to be that way?
Yes, absolutely. In fact, people tend to look at, like, you know, Apple and say the iPod was a big splash, and what they don't see is all the homework that went on for the years and years and years behind the scenes.
Mm-hmm.
You're absolutely right.
Innovation, really, if you have an innovative culture in your business, it could really just be one little turn of the screw, right? I mean, one little notch on the ratchet.
Absolutely. That's called incremental innovation, and people are doing it all the time. They're always improving their process, and every once in a while, something done really small in a strategic way has a major impact.
One of the things you talk about in your book is one of the key drivers of being innovative. You call it an inflection point. What do you mean by an inflection point?
An inflection point is a decisive move in the market, either for you or against you. You saw it in 2008 when Apple released their iPads and tablets became available everywhere. It was good for electronic tablet manufacturers, but it was bad for the printing equipment industry. So that was an inflection point, you know, that shifted everything decisively. Really good innovators think in terms of inflection points. It's like a basic conceptual building block, and they're always looking for the next one.
Well, one of the things that we've learned in the last 20 years, maybe 30 years, Seth, is that Newton's law of gravity, every action has an equal and opposite reaction. I think if Newton were alive today, he would say every opportunity that happens, every innovation that happens, creates an equal and opposite disruption. We're seeing that a lot, aren't we?
We sure are. And I tell you, sometimes when the disruptions come, it's hard to imagine them as opportunities. I know a lot of people are suffering because of the sequester right now, and that's a pretty significant disruption. But it is opening up new windows of opportunity if you know where to look.
Well, and that's the thing. I mean, to me, if we have someone listening right now who says, well, I don't know if I know how to innovate. I'm not sure I'm going to have to do that. Well, more than likely, there's been some disruption that's created some frustration for you. If it hasn't happened recently, it's going to happen. To me, that's the way to tell whether you're not being innovative enough is if you're getting more disruptions than opportunities. What do you think?
Yeah, I think you're right. And one of the things that I hope to do with this book is give people really practical stuff, the kind of, you know, grassroots, brass tops kind of things that are happening in organizations that can make people better innovators. So if they don't know what to do, if they don't know how to do, here's some practical techniques, step-by-step instructions, templates, and so on.
Another thing you talk about in your book is capacity. What do you mean by innovation capacity?
Well, innovation, like anything else, is a particular function, and if you're going to do it well, you've got to build the capacity to do it. I talk about leadership talent and idea management. But the idea here is if you're going to say you're going to do innovation, if you're going to take it seriously, you need to build the internal capacity so that you carry it off well.
And that when you say internal capacity, you're talking about hiring the right people, fostering that kind of behavior?
That's right, or even developing the right people. If you've got, let's say that you're in an environment where you have a massive disruption going on and your business is in trouble and you don't have the resources to send people to training or hire new people, one of the things you need to do is take a quick look at the staff that you have and ask, which ones of these people would excel in this kind of environment, and how do we get them up and running fast?
Isn't that something that's really a tough thing that's going on right now in the workplace? We've got a generation of folks who you know, were doing their job in the 70s, and they're making it. It's tough for them to make the transition, an innovative transition into the 21st century.
Yes, it is. It's really true. And it's also true what they've been telling us for decades, and it's finally happening, where change is coming so fast at us that it's just one change on top of the next.
Well, I call that the velocity of change, and that's the thing that's really changes. Change isn't different. It hasn't changed that. Change is not much different than it was, you know, 2,000 years ago. The velocity of change, that's what's taking our breath away, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Originally it was episodic. It was like one wave after the next.
Right.
But now it's kind of like pancake batter, where all the waves are rolling up and folding in over each other.
Which is why we all have to be innovative all the time, folks. We have to, if we're the CEO of our companies, if we're the leaders, we have to lead innovation. And one way to do that is to see what Seth Kahn has to say in his book, Getting Innovation Right, available wherever books are sold. He and I will be right back. We got more of his key drivers of innovation that I want you to be introduced to. We'll do that in the next segment. Stay with me. I'm Jim Blassingame. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.